This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
The Orioles looking for their fourth straight win, taking on the Royals, and Adam Jones' son wishing daddy a happy birthday there. A 32nd birthday for Jones. Pick up the action. 1-0 O's in the first. Trey Mancini facing Ian Kennedy.
The 2-1 swung on and ripped to left field. That's a base hit. It will get to the wall. Scope will score easily. To third is Davis. And a double for Trey Mancini. Kennedy not fooling anyone early in this contest. They are teeing off on the Royals' right-hander. And he knows he's got to take them deep. The Royals use their bullpen a lot in the Detroit and Boston series.
Smith leads from third. Kennedy gets a sign from Perez. The full windup and the 1-0. Curveball pulled to the left side, and that'll get through the hole into left field. An RBI single. And the O's have their two-run lead back. It's 3-1. Nothing's come easy for Kennedy tonight.
Alexander Diaz. Smith swings and hits it pretty well. Left center field. Caned off to the races, and he reaches up and can't put the ball down. It bangs off the wall. Alex Gordon picks it up and two-run score. It's now a 5-1 ball game. Well, if Kane was able to make that catch, it would have been a brilliant play. He tried to backhand it as he ran into the wall. And when he slammed into the wall, the ball ricocheted off of his glove. So you can close the book on Ian Kennedy. He gave up 4 runs in 4-plus innings today. After really starting well, there's a ground ball up the middle. That's a base hit. Coming around to score will be Seth Smith, and Scott Alexander, after a brilliant start with 2 strikeouts, has suddenly given up 3 straight hits and 3 runs. Merrifield with a deep fly ball to right center field, but Rickard will get there and run it down, and that does it for the Royals in the 8th. So one of the best games we've seen this year from Dylan Bundy. He goes 8 innings, and Baltimore has a 7-1 lead going to the bottom of the 8th.
The Orioles win their 4th in a row, taking it 7-2. Dylan Bundy gets the victory, going 8 innings, allowing just 1 unearned run. Tim Beckham goes 2-for-4 with 2 runs scored in his Orioles debut. The Royals come up short against the Orioles. Manager Ned Yost spoke after.
I wouldn't say off. He was fat first inning. You know, command was off. It was off a little bit. It was off on the plate. You know, pitches, I think, out of the 4 hits, all the replays kind of looked like they were center cut. But after that, he did, a really good job of limiting the damage there, you know, giving up 2, making pitches when he needed to hold the score to 2. And after that, you get into the 4th inning, you realize that his pitch count is so elevated, but the ball-to-strike ratio was still 2-1. I mean, 2 strikes for every ball, but they just, you know, a lot of foul balls. His stuff had life on it today, and they fouled a lot of pitches off, resulting in elevated pitch count.
The 5th inning, the big moment was maybe that infield hit that extended the inning.
Yeah, Scotty's kind of, you know, that's one of the things. He's got such a heavy sinker that they just pounded into the ground, and, he's been kind of victimized by that here lately. That, you know, I can think of, you know, 4 or 5 times that's kind of gotten him.
We're so used to Kane making great plays. That one in left center.
Yeah.
Did you think he was going to get there?
Yeah, I did. I thought because we were used to seeing him make those great plays. And him and Gordy both had to go an extremely long way for it. It was a perfectly placed ball in the gap, and gave it a good go.
Yeah, how good was Bundy tonight against you?
He was very good. Again, back-to-back, excellent pitching performances. Good slider, spotted his fastball well. He just pitched a really, really nice game.
Ian Kennedy takes the loss, allowing 4 runs and 4-plus innings of work. He talked to the media after the game.
Yeah, he's got me kind of a good spot. It was not quite the hamstring or the IT It was, yeah, it's fine. You just got to do nice little ring on it.
I'm sure that obviously wasn't the start you wanted. Was it just location with the fastball?
I haven't looked at the replay yet. I wanted to see, but I felt like they were good pitches. I know, like, how it started with Machado hit a good fastball down the way, just poked it down the line. And I don't remember. I didn't ever look at the replay of the where the fastball was, but I mean the double was not a good slider. That was resulted in a run or two. And then with two strikes, hitting Seth and right in the back of the elbow, infield single to get, you know, they got that. That's how they got their third run. I mean, it seemed like everything they were hitting was off, like I was watching when Scotty was pitching. It was just off the plate, finding a hole just soft enough, and then the base clearing double that Seth hit. But I mean, they put good at bats together. They made a lot of at bats long, a lot of foul balls, which is kind of just wore my pitch count up as the game went on. And I mean, I'm going to compete just like they are, and just kind of threw a ton of pitches early on and kind of got me out of the game.
Did you feel like after that first inning though that you kind of found your groove again?
Yeah, it was, you know, it's kind of like when, you know, you go to every start, you have a game plan, and then, you know, you had to change it quick.
Yeah.
You know, pitch a little differently. You have an idea how you're going to get guys out, maybe induce contact, but their contact, your down and away fastball was not working, and I had to go to something else and try to get outs with it. And it's really like what hurt me was getting deep in counts on a lot of guys. I mean, I can think of, I don't know how many, Jones put off one. It was probably at least 10 pitches. Seth put one on in the first inning with, I seen forever, with two strikes, making good pitches, and he's just spoiling them. And that's what they're a good lineup. They're a good team, and I just didn't pitch much, like I said, not what I wanted to do, and not what you want to plan in the game right before the game is not what you plan on doing.
Pitch count gets you, but you still keep them there. But with the way Bundy is pitching, it makes it kind of tough too.
Yeah, he pitched great. He hit every. I was, like I said, I was watching from the side or in here. He was hitting every spot he wanted to throw it. He pitched great, and he kept us all off balance throughout the whole game. And you know, we were just barely missing barrels. And later on, he started getting strikeouts and being really efficient with the strikeouts too.
Did it feel like just one of those nights where it just got on you quick too?
Yeah, when it happens in the first inning like that, you're like, okay, you got to switch things up. Like, this is, you don't want your night to end quick. Because I think by 15 pitches, they had their two runs, and you're like, you want to go deep as you can, and you're like, I'm just not going to let them make better pitches. That's all you got to do. It's like, I got to make better pitches, and you try to change up maybe a little bit what you're doing, and you just try to grind through it, and that's what makes it so frustrating when you play this game or any game competition. But it's also rewarding if you can figure it out.
Up next, the Royals try and avoid the sweep on Wednesday with Jason Vargas on the hill.